We get bombarded with a lot of messages throughout the day. Some good, some frustrating, and some that creep in and wear away at our souls. Sometimes it's hard to just sit with God in the stillness and truly hear what His heart is for us. Having a good devotional to encourage you to draw nearer to the one who loves you most and spend time in His Word can make all the difference in the world. Author and poet C. Melita Webb is passionate about celebrating God's goodness and encouraging you to speak life and love over every person and circumstance. In her sixth poetry volume, Prayers, Peace, and Praise, Guidance for Prayer Through Poetry, she beautifully alternates scriptures with prayers and poems to help you focus your attention on God and listen for direction from His Holy Spirit. I had the honor of recording the audio version of Prayers, Peace, and Praise, and it absolutely touched my heart. Many of the prayers, poems, and essays expressed the things weighing on me at the time and gave me the chance to bring those things to God. Even the scriptures Webb includes were exactly the words of encouragement I needed. If you need life spoken over you today, follow the link in the show notes to pick up your copy of Prayers, Peace, and Praise, Guidance for Prayer Through Poetry, available in print, Kindle, and audiobook formats.
Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Last night, I was feeling a little energized. I'm not sure unhappy was the word, but I definitely was feeling some stress in my body and some agitation. And so instead of laying down with that, I just went through a section of my room, organized, cleared, cleaned, and purged things that I didn't need. And that was really helpful. I'm going to continue to do that because that was extremely helpful. Then by the time I was tired and my body was ready, I was like, okay, this is going to work for me. I laid down and I had a beautiful night of sleep. And in my dream, I was writing poetry and I woke up and I realized, wow, I really would have loved to have written those pieces down because I didn't realize at that moment I was asleep. So I went ahead, I got into my shower, and I had one of my wonderful shower moments, and this topic came to me. How we try to be fair and we want the world to be fair, and in reality, the world is not fair. Some people have more than other people, some people can do more things other people can do, and some people just seem to have what we consider a charmed life. Others show us a charmed life, and they don't have a charmed life. Now, that's a whole other issue. But as I was thinking about this, it dawned on me that we want the world to be fair, and we expect the world to be fair, but the majority of people we meet aren't fair. And, excuse me, although that is true, we can still do our best to be fair, if that's your goal. And that's my goal. My goal is to be fair, to not want more than someone else deserves, to not mistreat people I love and those that I don't know. Right? But sometimes, you know, in the moment, things come up for you. And you may be talking with someone or emailing or whatever it is you do to communicate. And you might have taken something someone said and got a whole different viewpoint. But you're trying to communicate with someone you love or at the very least respect. Don't send that email. Don't send that text. Stop and think about it. Because realistically, you can change the dynamics of a conversation if you come back with an appropriate response, a kind response. And so in that light, you know, my thought is very simple. Because sometimes people go out of their way to add drama to your life. Some people don't even see it as drama, but they see it as conflict. Or I have people I know who love to debate. And because of my personality, I don't like that. I don't like drama, conflict, or debate when it's not healthy. And so I want to caution you to not slip into that. Because to me, that's just a way for the enemy to attack our energy and bring in negativity. And so what I try to do when that occurs is I smile, I take a few steps back, I put my fingers up, I do that proverbial 1, 2, 3, I take deep breaths, and I say, okay, this is not the time for us to communicate. And so I just put it aside. I put it aside, and I think about what I really want to say and what I really need to say and the best way to say it. And that is what helps me get through unfair moments of life. Now, granted, there are some times when the energy in the conversation and the interaction are extremely high, and you don't have that time to step back, or you don't perceive yourself as having that time to step back. That's the part that we have to work on, is when we are so energized and have so much adrenaline running through our system that we're no longer impartial and we're no longer being our best self. And so I just wanted to bring this thought today to your attention, because it came to me and I was like, you know, this is exactly what we need with everything going on right now. Because if we can bring ourselves back to visualizing a balance, like you remember as a child, you were on a seesaw and you sit down and one end would go up, and then someone else would sit down and their end would go down, right? And look, I'm trying to remember being on the seesaw about 50 years ago, right? But the point is this. And for everybody to enjoy life, we have to remember balance. And we have to cling to peace. So if you're in a situation that is disturbing your peace, close your eyes for a few moments. Visualize the seesaw. Have goals on one side of the seesaw and have peace on the other side. And try to come up with something in the middle so that both sides are heard, felt listened to, appreciated, and respected. If we can do that, I think we can diffuse a lot of the situations in our life. So I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. Whatever you're experiencing today, let's make it a day of joy and balance.